This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's a wonderful day to be working. Well, it's always a wonderful day. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting the ladies who people are talking about because they have something to say, and it's always good to have somebody, whether male or female, that has something to say. What the heck good would a radio program be without people who have something to say, right? Unless you listen to the most vacuous stuff that's on some of the radio programs, and then you know why people come over to the DJV show to hear Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and the Dougster. Yes, time for Uncle Dougie's Neighborhood, and here's Jennifer Horn with a good reason for you to move into our neighborhood. Not her neighborhood, our neighborhood. Okay, Jen.
Okay, is that all right? We're good?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, we're good. We're fine.
All right. Well, there's a big crisis, apparently, at the border. We've been talking about immigration issues a lot lately, and the biggest surge of illegal immigrants happened this past month at our southern border, the biggest in a decade. So these numbers are really big for people who are saying that this is not really an issue or that there's not really stuff going on at the border. Apparently,
who's
the numbers
saying
from...
that?
From Border Patrol. Border Patrol just released the numbers for last month.
No, who's saying there's nothing going on?
Oh, there are a lot of people who are saying there's not a lot going on.
Really? That it's not the crisis that Trump has made it out to be. That's almost a quote from a lot of people.
Well, the word crisis is overused. It's a bad situation getting worse. How about that? You like that better?
It's a bad situation getting worse, certainly, and this is really sad for the people trying to come here. It's really sad for the Border Patrol. It's really kind of tragic. Over the last month, so just in February, the Border Patrol apprehended 66,000 migrants at the southern border.
Good God.
That's the highest total for a single month in a decade. The majority of those were migrant families. Some of them were children traveling alone or without a parent. Some of them were here for nefarious reasons, but the problem is that when you don't know who's who and they're coming towards the border, you have a lot of chaos. You have a lot of going on down there. And for people who are truly seeking asylum, the immigration courts are backlogged like 800,000 to 900,000 cases deep. So these people are sitting and waiting and waiting, or they're going back to their country, or they're being separated from their families, or whatever else has to happen because of the ways the laws are written in this country. Now, this is both border security crisis, a humanitarian crisis. Between October and last week, the end of February, Border Patrol agents had picked up more than 260,000 people, which is a 90% jump over the same period a year ago. The entire system is at full capacity, and it's actually overwhelmed, according to a Border Patrol agent who spoke to NPR for this story. The increase in apprehensions is so great, and they're saying that during cold months, the numbers are typically lower. So they're projecting that they could be seeing by summer 100,000 people coming to the country every single month if something isn't done. So kind of crazy.
These are people that are actually getting into the country for various, you said, nefarious reasons, but they're actually getting...
Either here for asylum or for... But they're being apprehended at the border, so they're trying to illegally cross into the country.
But they're physically here. They are on this side of the border.
No, they've been stopped. They've been stopped. These are just the people that have been stopped. Imagine the rest.
So
that's what makes it so stunning.
Is this just a test? Is this just a... One wonders whether there's something bigger behind this, because it is very destructive. One wonders, somebody like me who does on occasion imbibe in conspiratorial thinking, is this bigger than what we are thinking? Is there a Chinese connection to this? Is there a collusion between Venezuela and some others from the Russian side? Because the Russians and the Chinese are, we all know, trying to weaken our position in the world. For their own reasons, or for the leader's reasons. I don't think the average Chinese person gives a damn about where America is, as long as we keep buying their crap. The Russians, they don't give a damn either. The average person on the street doesn't, but the leadership of these countries trying to disrupt what goes on here, and they'll... look for any way to do it. Go ahead, Victoria.
I think from everything that I read, you know, in doing the tech news and everything, I think that Russia and China, China yesterday came out, they've hacked into 27 universities in the United States. They don't need physical bodies walking through a border. They're already way ahead of that. Excuse me. And Russia's the same way with hacking. So I think cybersecurity is a much more direct way to deal with China.
I believe that's a big problem, too. I agree with
you. And I would say, if you want to talk about collusion or conspiracy, I mean, maybe what you could say is that the governments in Central America are so corrupt and so awful that people have no choice but to try to find their way out of there. So I think those governments are not necessarily cooperating. Mexico certainly has done a small amount, but not much, letting people just march through their country and willy-nilly just kind of come in and hang out at their border. But if you want to talk about a conspiracy, and this is where people's head may pop off, but it is true, if you back up the money, the Countries Without Borders group, which is funded by some far-left donors, I know a lot of people like to vilify George Soros, but he legitimately does fund this group, has organized these groups of migrants, the ones that come over in the thousands, the ones that come over 10, 12,000 deep to the border and march up the country. Those people are being funded by far-left groups in this country.
So are they the ones, are they looking, they have good intentions. Probably many of the people that belong to these groups have good, if not great, wonderful intentions. But the people behind them, I've never been a fan of George Soros because I think he's full of cow manure. But other than that, in terms of his money and what he uses it for, they're so intent on it, whether they're intent on disrupting. Some are probably they're really wanting to disrupt things, intent on disruption, but others are doing it for the right reasons, and to separate them all out, or actually put them all together, I think is a mistake, but to separate them out, probably a good idea. What's George Soros' motivation? Is it really to help people? I don't know. I don't know the guy. And I don't like to speculate on what people are thinking, because I don't know how they think. But I can look at his actions and see what he's supported and done with some of his money anyway. And I don't think that I think the average person would think that what he does with his money is not necessarily always in the best interests of America. Why? Who knows why? But it is whether
I think everyone on his level could be categorized exactly that way. The Koch brothers,
maybe.
You know, you can go all the way up and list Steyer on the left and the right.
I mean, how effective is Tom Steyer, who runs I don't even know if you guys know him so much on the East Coast, but on the West Coast, he's a machine. He has billions of dollars. He has campaign operatives everywhere, and he spends all of his money talking about impeachment. That's all he does. Yeah. He runs commercials about impeachment everywhere.
Yeah. Right.
And of course, he gets behind candidates, too. He was thinking about running for president. He decided not to because I don't think his name recognition is there. But he spends a ton of cash.
Well, speaking of people running for president, one of the people that I think would be best at it has crossed his name voluntarily off the list, and that's Michael Bloomberg, Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City, on the list of, that came out yesterday, of the wealthiest billionaires in America, worth $55+ billion. I think he's on the list at number 9. He's not going to run for president. He had been toying with the idea, so he said, and then floated his name as a candidate. But he's been around the last 10 years anyway, thinking about running for president. He'd been interviewing potential staffers both in Iowa and New Hampshire. He is 77 years old, same age as Joe Biden, Joe Biden's 78, I think, right? Bernie Sanders.
Biden's younger.
Is he?
Biden looks younger.
Biden looks good. How old is Bernie Sanders? Anybody remember?
77.
Is he? Okay. 77. Sunset Strip.
I thought for sure Bloomberg was going to run early on. I'm glad he's not, because I think he would have been a big I think he and Biden could have been the biggest challenge to Trump. But as the weeks went on, I kind of started thinking he wasn't going to run, because here's the problem with what Bloomberg's got going on. He doesn't just have a real estate company like Trump. I don't mean to say just a real estate company. He doesn't have an office supply company. He actually has a news media company.
Yes.
And I think it would have been very difficult to try to convince people that he could just... Yeah, and I don't know if you're really ready. Are you ready to risk that when you have a field of 20 people and anything could happen. Are you really ready to walk away from your company? And I don't know.
I think the interesting thing is that he said he didn't think that he would have support from the Democratic Party because of how left and progressive it's gone. So I think that's kind of, to me, when I was also at Bloomberg, that was kind of interesting. He said, look, I think I could totally take down Trump. I'm just not going to have the support of the Democratic Party, which is really interesting.
And, you know, and I can't remember if you took issue with this, Victoria, or not. I know my other partner who is in Los Angeles takes issue when I say this all the time. But I believe it. And I'm not saying this to be combative or Trumpy or anything. When I tell you that I feel the direction of the DNC going in a direction that's away from the Democratic voter, I'm not kidding. I think most Democratic voters would like to see someone who could beat Trump. They'd like to see someone who's a moderate candidate who could provide some progressive issues and some not so progressive issues. That's a kind of candidate
that would win. I would agree with you. And I think that's what we need. And I was reading an opinion piece the other day. I forget where it was, but it was really interesting, and it was sort of loosely around AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and how she's, you know, kind of become the face of the far left in the Democratic Party right next to Bernie. And the problem with that is very similar to what happened to the Republican Party during, like, sort of the second term of Obama, and that was the Tea Party. The Tea Party came in, they were so far to the right, they alienated everybody else. It's almost like the same thing is now happening to the DNC that happened to the RNC.
It's happening to both parties. They're both wackadoodles on both
parties. Well, there's still fractions in the Republican Party, but, right? Well, wait till this vote about immigration in the Senate. It always seems to be better than it is, but there's always big cracks in the Republican Party. And with the Democrats, I would just say that that's why I think Joe Biden hasn't jumped in yet. I think Joe Biden realizes he's not going to get the support of the DNC because they want someone who fits their profile better. They would like Kamala Harris, who is female, not too old, not too young, and multi-ethnic, because I think that represents who they want to be more than someone who's 77, old, and, you know, white.
Right.
Good luck to them and the Marines under the circumstances. So Bloomberg is out. He says he'll continue to support candidates who can provide the leadership we need. Doesn't name anybody. He thinks the main problems are climate change, gun violence, education, health, voting rights, that sort of thing. And you're not hearing a lot of, you hear a lot of climate change conversation. Don't hear any Democrats talking about gun violence. Not really many talking.
He does, though. He talks about gun control all the time.
Bloomberg.
That would have been a big issue.
Right, because a big issue in big cities. Big, huge issue in New York. He quelled it, but Chicago, look at the mess there is there because of gun violence.
I still think mental illness and corruption is a big problem.
But it all kind of funnels into the same thing, Jen.
But sometimes with politicians it doesn't. It's just take away the guns and hope for the best, and that's kind of where he is.
That's another, unless you have a reason, and many don't, you know, there are reasons, good reasons, to try to control guns and usage of guns and who owns guns. But just to say we're going to take away, that doesn't register, that doesn't resonate. Here's something that resonates, though. If you are looking for a great new way for a good night's rest, introducing the brand new MyPillow mattress topper. The new mattress, the mattresses, they have new mattresses too at MyPillow. New mattresses, new mattress covers. This is a wonderful way. These people have expanded their business just away from MyPillows, from the pillows, because they find that these ingredients can be used, the same ingredients that can be used. I mean, you're not going to stick the mattress in the washing machine, but you can do the next best thing, get the mattress cover to go with it, and that you can put in the washing machine. All these things come with a 10-year warranty. So start with the pillows, then the mattress cover, and then the mattress, if that doesn't work. All of these things are available at fabulous discounts by using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. So get the mattress topper. Get the pillows you get when you use the DJV code. Get 30% off the mattress topper's cost, and then you get a couple of free standard MyPillows with your order. Again, use the promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com. Shipment is free. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
That's an interesting way of interpreting that phrase, done by Britney Spears, who's in the music news and general conversation because her lawyer, a fellow named Andrew Ouellette, resigning as her co-conservator, leaving her father as the sole conservator now. Furthermore, he wants out right away. He started watching over Britney's finances 10 years ago after her erratic behavior and the hospitalization made all the headlines, remember? Now that he's
we'll
leaving,
never forget.
Right. Jamie, her father, will select and monitor all of his daughter's investments and assets, for now anyway, at least, although there are reports that they're seeking a replacement for attorney Ouellette. Transition comes a couple of months after Britney postponed her Vegas residency to be Jamie's side during his recovery from a ruptured colon. Ever talk to anybody who's had that as an aside? They
it's
are
really bad.
Horrible. Oh, my God. The court documents also reveal that Britney's net worth is, let's see here, we'll go through the numbers. She's not on the billionaires list, but she got $41 million of what is referred to as intangible personal property.
What does that mean? Intangible? Like, I mean, I know what intangible means, but if you have
jewelry,
intangible personal property, but yeah, that means it's tangible if it's jewelry.
No, I don't know.
So this must be like stocks and bonds and stuff?
Mm.
On paper?
I think that's
I thought Britney was worth a lot more than this. So I guess
I'm
sort of surprised.
Not.
Yeah.
Right. $2.27 million in tangible property, $8.35 million in real estate, $3 million in annual gross income. Yeah, I'm really surprised at that number. Her bank account could get an influx soon, though, because she wants to get back on stage now that her father...
She's no Kylie Jenner, you know.
...has been recovered.
She's
yeah,
doing
Kylie
okay
Jenner
herself.
Was on the list as the youngest self-made billionaire ever. Did you see that on the Forbes
yeah.
list yesterday?
I take issue with self-made.
What's
yeah,
that?
I think most people take issue with self-made.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, which is a platform that many of us, like, if I started a lipstick brand, I don't think I could, even if it's the best lipstick brand
in
the world.
And here's a group of
know.
People that have nothing except their fame that they created. It's pretty amazing.
They have a name already. It's the brand.
Right, but it's created. But the name was created on nothing. If it weren't for Ryan Seacrest doing that show, nobody would ever know who those people are.
Or a sex tape that blew up from Kim Kardashian.
Well,
that's really.
And the sex tape wasn't with Ryan Seacrest, too.
No.
Okay. Miley, let's move on musically to Miley. Miley vowing to care for Janice Freeman's daughter. Remember, we talked yesterday about the passing of Janice Freeman. The tribute that was posted about her dying from a blood clot. It was posted, I think, by Miley Cyrus, as a matter of fact. She has now vowed to care for the family Freeman left behind, her 12-year-old daughter, Hannah, specifically. Quote, "I made a promise to you here on earth, and I'll keep that promise as you watch from heaven to take care of your precious girl, my baby sister, to shine light on your husband and mother when days are dark. I love you," wrote Miley Cyrus. Freeman was on season 13 of The Voice. She was part of Miley Cyrus's team, if you remember that. And earlier in the year, Freeman shared that Cyrus had found them placement until they found permanent housing, gave him a deposit for 6 months of rent, that sort of thing, so that Freeman could get on her feet. Cyrus also posted a separate note in honor of her friend. She wrote, "Janice, you're my star. You've been my coach on how to love, on how to preserve, on how to fight for what I want and never let my own body get in the way. Anything is possible being done with faith. I will never climb or never forget you, stop loving you." So that's the Miley, I keep saying Molly. Miley Cyrus' point of view on Janice Freeman here, 28 after the hour.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats say they will not vote on an anti-Semitism resolution Wednesday as they're still refining the language of the measure. This all stems from comments made by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who said that pro-Israel groups are using political donations to influence U.S. policy in the Middle East. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana on the bill.
Everybody's entitled to their own beliefs, but if you want to sit on the Foreign Affairs Committee and objectively look at and help set the foreign policy of the United States of America, you shouldn't have anti-Semitic beliefs.
Today is Ash Wednesday, which marks the beginning of Lent and 40 days before Easter. It's also a day that many Christians will head to church and receive ashes on their forehead. And Michael Cohen will be testifying behind closed doors on Capitol Hill today. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. We'll even install your new blades while you wait. See better and drive safer. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Is our business here, and business is good. DJ V-Time, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Lots to talk about. There always is. So, Victoria, you may carry the conversation, please.
All right. Well, here's some great news. If you are a lady and you and your other ladies want to take a vacation, it turns out the Golden Girls and Grace and Frankie may really be onto something. If taking a trip with your significant other, of course, does wonders for your health and vacation in general is good. However, you have so many more scientific and health benefits by taking girls' trips. This really? Is something, yeah, this is really cool. I've been seeing this study kind of bounced around.
And guys take trips with the girls?
Well, male bonding is something.
Every day.
Yeah, male bonding, well, guy trips are, you know, that's a separate type of male bonding. But it turns out that for women specifically, taking girls' trips at least once a year, if you can manage it, has significant impacts on lowering your chances of heart disease, helps us tolerate pain better, because there's the happy hormone, oxytocin, when you're around your girlfriends, that actually your brain produces more oxytocin. It's sometimes also referred to as the cuddle hormone. It kind of, it makes you feel good. And
girls, it increases my oxytocin, too.
Oh, boy.
You know what I think it is? I think after you get to a certain age, I'm going to speculate here. You guys tell me what you think. I think early on in life, we're always worried about impressing our girlfriends, right? Like when you're in your teens and in your early 20s, it's like, oh, what is so-and-so going to think? But when you reach a certain age and you have a core group of female friends that you love and that you trust and that are kind of like your sisters, you, when you go away with them, you're not worried about having to take care of anybody. And when you go away with right. a husband or your kids or family members, you're always kind of, as a female, you're always like, okay, where do
you're
we go next? What are we doing? Is everybody mm-hmm. okay? Did everybody eat? Did everybody take a shower? Did everybody, you know, are we going to get in bed in time? There's always that worry. When you're with your girlfriends, there's, you actually focus on just taking care of yourself for once, which yeah. is kind of a cool thing.
It's so true. I'm actually taking a girls' trip. This has sort of been on my mind. So I'm taking a girls' trip with three of my closest high school friends, and we're going to go to Nashville for a few days at the end of the month. And it's so refreshing. I found the Airbnb. One of us already made reservations for the first two nights. The other one's already planning what to shop for so we can cook at home one night. And it feels already like a real vacation, because that's just how women, we're like little worker bees, and it's just, it's going to be so much fun and relaxing. And there's no worrying about itinerary and can we get the husbands together and are they going to just want to watch sports? And it's so much nicer to just leave the husbands at home and all the girls get together. And it's I can totally understand this study of lowering blood pressure and lowering your chances of heart disease. And it extends your life expectancy. There are so many things that female friendships really tangible benefits. So remember that, ladies. If you're going on spring break, which is starting soon, then grab your girlfriends and leave the guys at home.
Grab your coats and get your hat. Well, it's interesting. This would come up because yesterday I made arrangements. You know, every year I like to take, and I have the last 3 years or so, a what most people would call a spiritual trip. It's a trip to find out more about how things really work. And I'm going to go to Egypt next year. Probably not in the fall, but in the about this time of year.
That's been on my number one. That's number one, you know, with a bullet on my bucket list. I've always
the sad thing is,
Egypt.
I would totally rally to go with you. I've always wanted to go to Egypt, just like you, Victoria. But I feel like you're going to do some weird stuff when you're there. Right?
Well, it depends like on what you refer to as.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing
like
any
drugs.
No.
And like.
No. I'm not. That's not the one I took this year. Last year, actually, at the end of the year, to Peru. Was an example of that. But this is an archaeological mission to go actually into the Sphinx and into the pyramids and
into...
You're
going into the sphincter? What are you doing?
I'm going into the sphincter. Yes, thank you. I'm going to take Brendan with me. Brendan and I decided that we would take a trip together. We've never done that.
All right,
that.
I guess I won't try to butt in.
Well, you
but
can
that
butt
sounds,
in if you want.
That's going to be
Brendan.
Wonderful.
Brendan loves your company. He'll have a great time with you. Two of you
Brendan's going to have a wife by
quite
then,
funny
right?
together. Brendan's having a wife.
He'll have a wife.
Well, yeah,
by
when's
then.
He getting married? What's the date?
October the 13th. And if
so will this
you would like
be
to
pre
come,
or post?
You want to come? You have to just tell me that you would like to come.
You can't invite us to Brendan's wedding.
I know.
Well, I can invite you. I have
I'll be,
an X
how about this?
People.
I'll make you a deal. If you don't have a date, I'll be your date. How about that?
Okay. See, that part
not in the ways your typical date goes, but
yeah,
I'm going to say check that out there. But no,
today,
what are you going to Egypt? Before or after the wedding? That was the question.
No, I'm going to Egypt next March, about this time, I think.
Oh, okay.
That's early in March. Yeah.
Wonderful.
All right. So we have Ash Wednesday to deal with today. Excuse me, as it is. Wow. Come on. Hold on a second.
All of us have got the same frog that's living in our throats. I'm like a phlegm factor. I can't stop sneezing.
God,
it's awful.
All right. So Ash Wednesday. Today, Wednesday, is March 6th, and it is the 46th day before Easter. And Ash Wednesday is supposed to be the beginning of Lent. So this is a Catholic, not necessarily it started with the Catholic Church and then spread through all of, as they say, Christendom. During this period, a lot of groups of Christians ceased to use certain comforts. I learned about this when I learned about eating fish on Friday when I was a kid. As I belonged to what would have been described in the 1600s as the Pilgrims Church, the Puritans. The sect of Protestantism that my mother chose for us was that. And so we were exposed to a lot of these things early on, Ash Wednesday, Maundy Thursday, you know, it's all the stuff, Good Friday. And there are a lot of people, and I learned about fish, because when I was a kid, you couldn't, if you were Catholic, couldn't eat fish on Friday. I don't know if that was gone by the time you grew up.
You had to eat fish on Friday.
Had to eat fish.
I'm sorry, yes, you had to eat fish. Yes, sorry, yes, you had to eat fish on Friday.
And that's still real. That still happens. Even
really?
Now. We're still, you're only supposed to eat, well, no meat. You can eat vegetarian or you can eat fish.
Oh, I didn't know that was still a part of the deal. Anyway, the fish on Friday thing, I always wondered why that was. Why? And I don't know that I know the answer to that. Symbol for Christianity. Or Jesus is
the fish.
Well,
meat was seen as a luxury item. Meat with, like, beef and chicken and stuff. Those were luxury items. And so when you, what Lent is about is making sacrifices and about atonement and about
what are you giving up?
Kind of preparing yourself for the resurrection of Christ.
What are you giving up for Lent? People would give up eating meat. That was often the case, as you're suggesting.
I know a lot of people who are giving up social media in the modern age for Lent. And I think that's a great idea. I wish I could.
Good idea. Right?
That's the healthiest thing you could possibly do in 2019. That's a great thing for everybody.
Ash Wednesday thought to be the day in which observant Christians show penance. There is so much difference between what was originally the Catholic Church and the Christian Church and where we are right now. There's more splinter groups than there are in the Democratic Party, and certainly in Protestantism anyway. And there are, I'm sort of surprised, well, the first break from Catholic, the Catholic forbearance was what became the Church of England, which is now the Episcopalian Church. And then from there, it was the Protestant movement, the Protestants protesting, and Martin Luther certainly was one of the main ones. It's very interesting to go through the history of religion and put it all together. But at any rate, for those of you who will go to church today, they put an ash dot sort of on your forehead, right? They still do that? Kind of like the Indians do?
They're the palms from Palm Sunday last year that they burn and keep for Lent this year.
Right. So what's the difference between that and Indians putting a the sign, basically the same ash on there?
The red, that's very, it's different.
Yeah.
You
but
mean
no,
the red
right?
dot, the bindi?
No, there are Indians in my neck of the woods.
Oh, you mean those other... Oh, okay.
I'm not talking about Native Americans. I'm talking about Indians from India.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, too.
Who put ash on their forehead. I don't know why. Anybody know? Nobody knows.
Do not know.
It's better. We've
got to deep dive into Hinduism. Don't know.
Yes. Pass. Here we go.
Better not to answer. Pass.
Next up, a reminder, these are getting better and better and better all the time, thanks to Kara's hard work. So our latest podcast, you can listen to at djvshow.com, a discussion of Luke Perry's death, the important steps of identifying a stroke. These are all the things that are part of what you can listen to and catch up on. What you didn't hear during your time listening to the program is in the djvshow.com podcast. Amazon's plans to open a new grocery store chain, AT&T's merger with Time Warner, and what it could result in as far as streaming service. The comparison is to Netflix. Will they get as big as Netflix? Lovers of electric scooters, please beware. You'll hear the story on the podcast, a new study revealing just how dangerous the scooters are for people that are using them. And if you're stuck in the snow and cold weather this week, Tom Kreitler from Money Pit will tell you how to protect your home from harsh winter weather. So you can listen to our podcast at djvshow.com, or you can download, rate, and subscribe to it on iTunes. Just search for the DJV Show. In a moment, Jennifer will update us on the television schedule for tonight. Not, I was going to say the rest of the week, but it's only, it feels like Friday to me because I usually go to L.A. on Friday and I'm going today. So I'm thinking, okay, well, what's for the weekend now? I'm a little premature on that. But the TV schedule is up next here on the DJV Show.
I just... can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, the Queen of Television is here. And no, I'm not talking about Wendy Williams. I'm not talking about Oprah Winfrey. I'm not talking about Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah, she is back. She has Graves' disease.
That's good.
Pretty gravely. All right, so that's the daytime lineup. And now we have the nighttime lineup to look forward to. All right, Jen, what do we have?
One thing I can guarantee you I'm not going to be taping tonight is on the Smithsonian Channel. And I'm not trying to be insensitive, all right?
That's a channel?
But it's called... Yes, yeah. Smithsonian has a channel, and it's called My Journey with a Polar Bear. That's tonight at 8 o'clock.
That's also...
Hard
you
pass,
can see
I'll
that
be watching The Bachelor.
Movie, the movie that's around the Arctic, A-R-C-T-I-C,
yeah.
Is the story of the same... The polar bear is trying to eat these guys up. All right, so
this
anyway,
is what
keep going.
This is about. It's about climate change and following a single polar bear all around, looking around. Right. Very good, Dougie. All right, season premiere tonight of The Real Housewives of New York. That's on Bravo. Woo! At 9 o'clock. All juicy new season. On, let's see.
Don't oh, between that and The Bachelor.
Real Housewives? Well, they're already totally sort of show. Married, I guess, if that's what you could call it. A lot
well,
of them
it could
are
be,
married.
We could call it pre-Housewives. Of New York, if it's The Bachelor.
I don't
right?
think any of them are Housewives no. of New York, so yeah, we might have to come up with a different name, like The Bachelor.
Separate, yeah. Okay, next.
Okay, next. All right, so Whiskey Cavalier stars Scott Foley, and he's bringing in a couple of his former cast members of Scandal to join him on ABC's new show, Whiskey Cavalier.
Well, this
that'll
is
that'll air tonight.
What's her
right
face?
Apple yeah. Light.
Yeah, exactly. Right after American Idol. American Idol will start the
well,
audition
what's her face?
Process.
The woman that produced the Scandal is the one who's producing the show.
Shonda Rhimes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, one more, Jenny.
A new episode of Survivor tonight on CBS.
Whoopee! 10 before the hour on the DJV Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now it's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here at your service with the first story about a bill. This is good news, I think, anyway, but we'll find out what the general populace thinks. Reinstating net neutrality, so let's find out the story behind the story, Ms. Keelan.
Let's hope it's not just a bill sitting on Capitol Hill. Let's hope that this actually makes its way all the way to the top.
You know, you just made some poetry there.
No, I'm just a bill sitting
Capitol
on Capitol
Hill.
No, that's not the song. It's Constitution Rock. I'm just a bill sitting on Capitol Hill. Yeah, anyway. Democrats are planning to introduce legislation that would essentially reinstate net neutrality laws that, of course, we all know were repealed in 2017. It's called the Save the Internet Act, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a letter to lawmakers that House Democrats would work with the Senate to get the bill passed. The text of the measure is expected to be unveiled later today, and in 2017, the FCC voted along party lines to scrap net neutrality, and the protections were put in place with the goal of keeping the Internet open and fair. Now that that's gone, there's a lot of issues have popped up. And so the new looser internet regulations that went into effect in June of last year have basically now the internet providers can pretty much do whatever they want, essentially. So critics have long said, without net neutrality in place, providers can control what consumers see online. They can throttle your data speeds. We've heard all of the stories about first responders in the wildfires and in hurricanes trying to communicate with each other, and their data plan runs out because the companies have just been awful and they've been throttling the data, which means they're slowing it down, and especially at a time of need, if you're a first responder. That's a direct result of net neutrality being repealed. world. So in August, attorneys general from 22 states plus D.C. asked a federal appeals court to reinstate net neutrality rules, and that's actually going to I think they just started with oral arguments in that challenge, and there's expected to be a ruling over the summer, but it looks like the lawmakers on the Democratic side especially, and there are some Republicans who are in favor of this as well, especially those who have rural
states.
You want
to keep rural
districts.
America as a
exactly.
as your tribe?
It's been,
Trump
it's been,
does nothing. This is going to help the Democrats with farmers.
It's been disproportionately unfair to rural America. Net neutrality has just been a disaster for them. So there are. I think this will end up being a bipartisan thing that might pass.
Yeah, thank the bastards at Verizon for getting that ball bouncing once again. The same people. Yesterday I was looking at my bill from Verizon. I have 10 lines on my bill, and they've increased everything. So we cut the bill down. This is how insidious they are. They cut the bill down. It was like $245 a month or something, and cut it down to $180, and that was for 1 month. Now they doubled everything that they cut in half. This is how these guys work. Well, the plan ran out, so I spent 45 minutes on the phone getting them to change it, or I was going to go, and I was serious, I'd go somewhere else. Okay, Apple has announced they will not be releasing a 5G-capable phone until next year. Wowzer.
The Geek Out.
Smartphones capable of 5G connectivity is becoming more and more of a real option. While several new Android devices are already 5G capable, Apple has said it will be at least 2020 before they release an iPhone capable of the same thing. And that's probably the best thinking for consumers, simply because the providers are still very much working out the bugs and practicalities. 5G promises wireless cell-based internet access with blistering speeds, but early beta testing on networks like AT&T and Verizon so far has failed to impress. So, if you're in the market now for a smartphone, it's probably a little early to pay for one with 5G, but we've linked to an article with more advice and information about it on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
All right, here's bribery. In its best form.
Kind of sounds like it. T-Mobile's in the news. They have admitted that after they began lobbying for a merger with Sprint, that they started booking stays for all of their top executives at President Trump's Washington Hotel, the Trump Hotel down there. Over 10 months, T-Mobile spent almost $200,000, and now some Democrats want to know what was up with that. While the executives were staying at the Trump Hotel, they all wore big, bright magenta T-shirts with the T-Mobile logo on it. Obviously, they wanted Trump to know, hey, we're spending tons of money in your hotel, and we need your permission to merge with Sprint. And so now everybody's kind of wondering, can you buy a merger approval?
Can you imagine? As outrageous, you know who's. All right, there's the story, or those are the stories, 59 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.